This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 549, recorded Thursday, July 29th, 2021, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast.
It is exciting. It's so exciting that it's time traveled and not on YouTube anymore.
Well, let's see. Well, first of all, I was sitting here and trying to figure out where you were, and then I finally gave up on you, and then you showed up. And then the video...
You would have had just a little bit more faith. 60 seconds more faith in me.
Well, that was all I was asking. I didn't give up as in I thought you would never show up. I sort of just turned off the Zoom. Then when I tried to turn on the live stream, for some reason, the laptop that is doing everything didn't want to output video. And you can't do a video stream without the output of video. And again, I just guess the video was not meant to be. So I'm going to continue on this. And it just seems like audio works much better for me. I don't know. But we'll see. Continue to work on the problem. But every week it's a different problem. I think it's the fact that I'm using like a 9-year-old laptop for this. Maybe I need to bring back some thing better. The Chromebook works really reliably.
I blame the fact that you're using Linux. It's got to be a Linux problem.
Yeah, but somewhere in this building I have an old Chromebook. Maybe I'll try that.
I don't think that would be any better.
Well, again, all it has to do is output your audio and output an HDMI signal. So we'll see. And if I get something that outputs HD instead of 1366 by 768, I could probably do something about the video quality. So it worked better in Queens, except there I didn't have the audio splitter working, and I fixed that the day afterwards. So we're getting there. Eventually, everything will be perfect, but by then, who knows? So last week, right at the end of the show, I had all sorts of internet problems, which I'd had the night before, and I couldn't upload the show until the following morning. So we should be happy we got through the show last week.
Is this the universe saying that 10 years is enough?
If the universe was saying that, they would have said it last year.
Maybe 10 years wasn't enough. Maybe 11 years is, though.
Are you trying to get out of the show?
No, I'm just saying.
You know, I just paid for a new logo.
And a pretty logo it is.
Yeah, I haven't actually deployed it yet because I have to decide, is it Android Buffet redirecting to Techno Buffet or Techno Buffet redirecting to Android Buffet or some other variant? So,
I think you should have them both redirect to the other.
That would be an infinite loop.
And then our listeners would never leave.
Well, no, what I wanted to do is see if based on what URL you actually visit, the logo would change. But it would otherwise be the same website. There must be a way to do that. I have to go think about that. I'm not saying it's a hard problem. I'm saying I just have to think of a very simple way to do it. But anyway, that said, continue to iterate. And again, my internet went down and hopefully it won't again because on Friday, the local cable concern came and they ran a wire across the lawn. So in the event that somebody tries to trim the grass, they have a very good chance of cutting my internet line.
Have you considered putting it under the ground?
They told me they can't do that for at least 6 days, but it's been 7 days and they still haven't shown up to bury the wire. If I don't hear that they're showing up tomorrow, I may give them a call and ask why there's a wire on my lawn for a week when they told me somebody would call and show up and actually bury said wire. They found out that the original wire from the local node to the building had not been replaced since 1992. So I've complained every year and they fixed every wire inside the house, but never thought that they might want to do something about the wire outside the house. Anyway, my annoyance with cable companies aside, that's pretty much been my week arguing with the cable company, etc. I did attend a lovely condo board meeting on behalf of my parents, who live in an apartment that's technically a condo, because they're switching internet providers from your friend at Comcast.
Comcast ain't no friend of mine.
Oh, have you broken bread with them?
Not in the last few years.
Okay, so who is your current provider?
AT&T.
Oh, those guys. The building that they live in when they are in Florida is currently wired for Comcast, but apparently the building has signed a contract to switch over to Atlantic Broadband, which I know very little about. So I agreed to attend their meeting virtually so I could hear all about what was said.
And was it exciting?
Not really, because if you can imagine the questions a group of people in a building ask about their upcoming switch of providers, many of them were not, let's just say, savvy questions. For example, can I transfer the schedule from my DVR to a new provider? Someone was worried about losing their programs, which I understand. But anyway, that was probably the least unsavvy of the savvy questions. At least that's how do I get this, keep the stuff I have. Some of them were not quite so thought out. There was one person who wanted to complain about their Comcast bill to the representative from Atlantic Broadband. Anyway, local homeowners association meetings, I have attended many of them, but yet I have never owned a home.
You're prepared for when you do.
I'm prepared to know that I don't like homeowners association meetings. There are a bunch of people griping about things where half the time that there is no point in them griping. I once attended one again, this time was years ago on behalf of my grandparents, where they were arguing about the installation of a sprinkler system that they'd already installed and paid for 3 years earlier. I don't know about you, but once the sprinkler system has been paid for and it's been 3 years, I think you could stop talking and complaining about the fact that they put in a sprinkler system. Anyway, things like that just annoy me. So there were some interesting developments this week in the world of Android. Did you know that, Jerry?
Android? What's an Android?
It's that thing that we've been talking about on and off for the last 10 years.
All right. Yes. Yes. I did know that. Yes.
So apparently there is now an Android Auto beta program that you can participate in.
I wonder, I bet that has been there for a while. I hope that's been there for a while.
No.
No?
They are now officially operating a beta program for the Android Auto app.
Well, I think
so. You can get access to early features and test them.
I would not do that, but
I don't need to. Admittedly, I have many opinions on Android Auto, but I don't think I need to be in their beta program.
I don't want to be in their beta program just because I want my Android Auto to work.
We all want your Android Auto to work.
Good. I appreciate the support.
You know what else we want to work?
URL sharing.
I was going to go with my YouTube streaming, but that didn't quite work out. Anyway, sorry, it's still touchy. Android 12's URL sharing, which is the one you were mentioning, which is on our list, lets you copy URLs from the recent apps view. Now, I was looking at this, and I'm sort of trying to figure out, why do I want to copy URLs from the recent apps view?
I don't know.
Okay, I can only think of if in the recent apps view I have a browser app, but maybe somebody will do something creative with it. Now, if you are a fan of creativity, you're going to get a little less in Android 12 because you cannot do manual font and icon customization. Instead, you have to deal with Material U.
No, I bet Samsung will fix that.
It is possible. It's just one of those things where, you know, why not allow both? But anyway.
Because Android 12 is too professional to have Comic Sans splattered all over the user interface.
Oh, you only accept Roboto?
Helvetica, thank you very much.
I'm a big fan of Helvetica. I watched the documentary. Did you watch the documentary?
No.
Did you know there was a Helvetica documentary?
No. Well, actually, yeah. No, yes, I did. You've told me about it several times.
Oh, have I? Okay. Yes. Well, Helvetica is a very near and dear font to me. It's very popular in New York. So Google announced some samples of their new safety and privacy sections. So I'm not sure if you looked at the screenshots. So they're going to have a data and privacy section where it's going to sort of summarize key privacy and security practices. Like, app collects 8 types of data. Data is encrypted. Data can be deleted. Follows families policies. Independent security review. Developers can share what data their app collects and why, so users can download with confidence.
Yay.
So I don't know. Transparency is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not exciting, but it's a good thing. I don't know. Are we at the point where there are a lot of really exciting things coming up? Once in a while. When was the last time that you gave me a woohoo?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I think, we've said it before, I think Android has just matured. There's not as many woohooable moments.
Nope.
No, but there's still interesting things. For example, they're getting rid of native SIP capability.
Woohoo!
I thought that was a
Well, I just, you know, just trying to be, you know, positive and energetic. And you said I haven't given you a woohoo in a while.
I'm sad about that.
You
missed
it. So here I was trying to give you a woohoo.
Well, how about on a they're giving us something instead of taking something away story?
But oftentimes the best thing you can do is delete code.
Yeah. But the thing is, I'm hoping that they make it so that somebody could do this as a third-party app that would integrate into the dialer. The biggest advantage of native capability was that it integrated. So you could essentially use any provider with a phone that wasn't necessarily connected to a mobile. And I thought there were advantages to that. So I could, in theory, take like an old phone, you know, get a SIP provider and then use that phone like a phone. But again, they hadn't updated in a while. So I understand why they're not maintaining it. I just hope that they put something in to allow someone to pick it up with the same level of integration. Anyway, moving along, apparently YouTube has more installs than Earth has people. How about this one? Is this woohoo worthy?
That's just crazy talk.
Do you have YouTube installed?
Yeah.
Do I have YouTube installed?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I have probably installed YouTube several times. It's installed on everything I own.
Yeah, so that's why there are 10 billion installs of that app. Do you remember when I talked about the Kiwi browser? I'm guessing no.
No.
So the Kiwi browser is something I mentioned a while ago as being one of the Chrome-based Android browsers that actually supports Chrome extensions, which the actual Chrome browser does not. So the problem was it hadn't been updated in a while, and apparently they've been working on moving it to something called Kiwi Next, which will allow them to automatically rebase the code based on Chromium browser updates. So the idea is they've created a build process so that they can keep updating when the upstream updates.
Yay.
Why not? Wouldn't you like a version of Chrome that would allow all the add-ons you can get on the desktop?
I guess.
If you want them, of course. So this is a good thing.
True.
And in the same vein of things that haven't been around for a while coming back, Canine Mail is now back after 3 years of stagnation.
Ooh.
So this has been popular for a while. It's an open source mail client, and I did use it back in the day.
In the day.
Yeah. We've been doing this a long time, so there is a in the day.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So the stable update to 5.8 dropped, but apparently it hasn't yet gotten to the Play Store. There's a redesign of the user interface. They changed the background sync and push implementations to work more reliably. They got rid of web dev. Not sure why. People still use web dev. It now requires 5.0 and newer. So they've upped the minimum version. Added support for AutoCrypt setup message, support for encrypted subjects. Allow installation on external media. Remove keyboard shortcuts. People don't really have keyboards anymore. Remove the broken option to store the message database on external storage. Remove the remote control interface third-party apps could use, and a bunch of other bug fixes.
I like how they now require Android 5 or higher.
It's been a while. I was just looking at the name of the developer. So the developer for Canine Mail is the Canine Dog Walkers. So it's nice to see a beloved product get an update.
Who doesn't love their floof?
Let's see. Lightrix Video Leap Editing Studio app is now available on Android. So this is a longstanding iOS app. It's a video editor. Woohoo.
Ooh.
Well, I just bought myself a video toy. I have to stop looking at those Amazon deals of the day. They keep getting me.
Advertising works, man.
Well, I bought myself a light. So I've been on all of these Zooms and I think I'm dark. So I bought myself a light that clamps to the top of my laptop that lights me. So there is light. Not that exciting. You can't see it because there's no video on this podcast.
Right. But when you turned it on, did you say, "Let there be light"?
No, because there was no one here to hear it. You weren't here at the time.
Whatever.
Android may be getting an iOS migration tool that Google's developing.
Ooh. iOS to Android. What they really need is an Android to iOS app.
I think that would be an Apple thing. I don't think Google would write that.
They should.
Oh, that's a whole other conversation.
I mean, it worked for Excel.
I don't think they're really stopping people. Each individual app is pretty easy to move over to other things. It's just sort of the bulk migration that isn't. Are you a Waze user, Jerry?
I are not.
So they now warn you about traffic and detours before you start driving.
Ooh.
I think that's a good thing because I'd like to know if I'm being sent somewhere else because there's traffic.
I really, really, really want to like Waze. I just feel like every time I use it, I'm turning on a Fisher Price app.
Yeah, I don't really like the layout. But the thing is, you know, with maps, I have, as you've heard, many complaints. For example, its obsession with the George Washington Bridge. I don't know how to tell it. I do not want to be on that bridge.
Why not?
Because it never works out. Also, there's like a $13 toll, but that's neither here nor there. They always want me to go to New Jersey. I do not want to go to New Jersey. I don't know how to tell it, you know, avoid New Jersey. By the way, if anybody here listening, I'm pretty
sure avoid a state is not a very common request.
Yes, but I don't want to have to go into New Jersey in order to drive somewhere in New York from somewhere in New York.
Maybe it's faster. I mean,
going through Manhattan.
Like checkpoints? Yeah.
No, going through Manhattan is never faster. It doesn't matter what Google says. It never works out.
Google knows better than you, bro.
Trust me. Never works out. Anyway, that said, Google, let me tell Maps that I don't want to go over the George Washington Bridge. And I do not want to cross into Manhattan. Trust me, not worth it. Anyway, my obsession with not entering Manhattan in a car aside, Google Voice was updated with a whole bunch of interesting new features. You can now determine why a call was dropped or why a call was missed.
Interesting.
They have new caller ID options, and you can now delete multiple SMS messages at once, which is apparently a highly requested feature that they had not yet done.
Oh, dude. Yes, so much.
Yeah, it's really annoying when you have like 1,000 messages that you'd like to get rid of. And in other news, there was a really interesting story that made me think from The Verge about the Pebble, which I was just talking about last week when I talked about the Pine Time. Yeah. Or was that 2 weeks ago? I used to love the Pebble.
You did.
It wasn't fancy.
But it worked. And
It didn't need to be fancy. But it worked. It was easy. And again, a lot of the bells and whistles on smartwatches I have not taken advantage of. By the way, the Pine Time still isn't here. Although I suppose it could be there, being as I'm not there. I shipped it to my apartment. Although the people at FedEx and UPS always confuse me because I signed up for their informed delivery service, where anytime a package is sent to me, they'll send me an email, even if the person who sent it to me doesn't tell me. And every so often, like this week, I get a notification that I'm getting a package from some strange place that I've never heard of. And I wonder, well, which of the companies I ordered from actually is this? So I'm getting a package from a company called TestRite in Georgia, and I have no idea who that is or what they're sending me, but it could be a Pine Time. Either way, back to the wonderful world of Pebble. I really wish somebody would do something more like Pebble. There were things I didn't like about Pebble. I found it a bit blocky as a form factor, but I like what? Are you all right?
That was funny. I was laughing.
What?
You found the Pebble experience rocky?
No, blocky.
Oh, well then that's not funny.
I wasn't trying to be, but that would have been a really good joke had I thought of it. But no, the design was blocky. So, but the thing is, I honestly think had they, you know, continued, not been sold and then immediately discontinued, that they would have come up with like a, you know, a smoother design. But I thought it was good hardware. I forget who bought them again. It's going to bother me, but I'll look it up later. But the thing is, you don't always need a touchscreen. Sometimes, again, you just want to see some simple things and a button will work.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Yeah. I remember that, you know, that classic user experience book. What is it? The Psychology of Everyday Things that talks about this. And again, you know, if you cannot figure out how to use a device, then clearly that device is too complicated. By the way, when I say you, that's plural you, because there will always be somebody who can't figure things out. But that's if generally people can't figure out things. Anyway, here's a fun one. Google pushed a one-character typo to production, bricking a whole bunch of Chrome OS devices because they broke a conditional statement that verifies passwords. So despite the fact they have three levels of testing, somehow they didn't catch this.
It's always the details, man.
Yeah, I just like this. It's the line should read, if key data has value and key data label is not empty, but they put instead of two ands, they put one and, breaking the second half of the conditional.
Well, that's just silly.
Yeah. If you are an Amazon Echo user and you haven't yet changed the name over to Ziggy, apparently they are getting widgets, paid skills, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So this would be a whole bunch of new features. Here are a few that are highlighted courtesy of our friends over at Android Central, who are not our friends because they don't know us. Widgets, namely that the Echo Show devices will have widgets on the screen that you can that can be updated by developers. Monetization and paid skills. Surprised that hasn't been there up until now. An increased connection between the device and your smartphone. So you can now do send to phone. So you can start an interaction on your smart display or speaker and then continue that on your smartphone for additional use. And of course, Matter is coming. And the Amazon Guard, which will allow the security feature within the Amazon devices to connect to smoke, carbon monoxide, and water leak detectors that are compatible.
Ooh.
Lots of good stuff.
I'm looking forward to Matter. Matter should make life different.
Yeah, because it matters. That was an attempt at a joke, but this time you didn't laugh.
Nope.
Okay, too punny?
No.
Okay. But either seriously, way.
Seriously, man, the Pebble experience was rocky. Was that would have been hilarious. I
wish I thought of it.
And I thought it was hilarious.
I wish I thought of it. Although I was laughing hysterically last night, which really surprised all of the people on my Zoom meeting. Because I'm not known for hysterical laughter.
But why were you laughing?
Something struck me as really funny. You had to be there, to be honest, to sort of get what struck me as hilariously funny. But I'm trying to figure out a way to sort of describe it without being in joke. It was a humorous juxtaposition of really interesting things. But again, I have a weird sense of humor. So, and on a sad note, I thought I would mention it. Jackie Mason died.
He lived a long life.
Yeah. I saw him live once.
Did you laugh hysterically?
Laugh, yes. Hysterically, no.
Ah.
But no, he used to do a periodic one-man show on Broadway, and one time I got a ticket. So I also spoke to his wife many years ago, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, Buzzr tries to make your apartment intercom system smart. And I found this and it resonated with a problem I had many years ago. So I live in a apartment building, as you know.
I do know.
And you've heard me talk about my upstairs neighbor.
Yes.
Who is an older gentleman who is not technology savvy and likes to buzz people in. Now, when the building was built in the 70s, it did have one of these intercoms where you could call that, you know, people could ring the bell. You could say, who is it? And so the intercom failed back in the aughts. And we got rid of it and eventually put in a video doorbell. And we offered this individual access to the video doorbell so that he could see who was at the door. And he has a device, so that's not an issue. But had this been around, we might have tried something like this that would have been more akin to his traditional intercom.
Looks like a normal intercom.
Yeah.
It even has three buttons.
Yeah, well, to be honest about it, I'm fine with the Ring. Admittedly, the Ring has other problems, but I'm fine with the idea of a video doorbell. But I'm surprised Ring hasn't come up with something for this. You know, Ring for multifamily dwellings. Clearly, yeah. You wouldn't want Ring for like, you know, for like a 30-person apartment building. That would be more of a commercial item. But Ring for, you know, where multiple people share the same door, like three or four family buildings.
Which seems to be quite common in New York.
Yeah, you saw a lot of those buildings when you were driving around.
Yep, stayed in one for a bit.
Yeah. You know what they used to call that type of construction?
Brownstone?
Fetters boxes, actually.
Feathers boxes?
Fetter, F-E-D-D-E-R.
What does that mean?
It referred to the fact that they mostly had Fetter air conditioning sleeves under the windows. So instead of central air, they would have individual air conditioning sleeves. So through the wall air conditioning. It was a comment on the common design element. Also, a lot of them were built by the same developers. So all over the city. That's why they look so similar.
Interesting.
Again, I have a lot of weird and obscure knowledge. So finally, apparently the president says he has a deal to lower internet prices. At least somebody thinks they do. I don't know about you, but my rates keep going up. And it isn't like I'm getting better service because I have an Orange cable strung across my lawn that they don't seem to be coming back to bury.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was just being overly optimistic about the fact that they do it within a week. But again, there's apparently there is not a definition of what the president meant by lower cost internet services. And that may just be for low income individuals, not necessarily for everybody. But it is interesting to see. So I look forward to hearing what exactly the current administration says they're going to do.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Well, I'm interested in every administration, what they say they're going to do and whether or not they're actually going to do it, which regardless of who's in power, that is always a good question. Are they actually going to do it? Anyway, on one final note, I recalibrated my 3D printer and printed a whole bunch of stuff. Then awesome, it fell out of then it fell out of calibration again, and I have to figure out why.
Wow, that's so weird.
I don't know. I print a bunch of stuff, it works for a while, and then I do absolutely nothing and then it stops working. What's the point of automatic bed leveling and all this stuff if it still seems to fall out of alignment? I even switched the springs for silicon spacers because they're supposed to hold the shape for longer and not require me to adjust it quite as much.
Well, the point of automatic bed leveling is that you need to run it before every print, depending on your system.
Well, I run tilt. So I switched to ultra bed leveling, which does a detailed mesh. And then before every print, it retilts the mesh.
Nice.
Again, still problematic. Again, I'll get back to that at some point, but you know, I have a bunch of different projects that I'm working on.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I succeeded in breaking a computer and then fixing the computer, and there's always something. So we'll see what next week brings. I'm going to try to see what else I have in my collection of old computers here to see if I can try that and find one that more reliably outputs HDMI. If not, the rest of my old computer collection is in my apartment, and I'm not due back there for another week after that.
Well,
so I'll keep working on it. I could order something. By the time it got here, I'd be back in my apartment. It takes lately an average of 2 weeks for something to actually show up or enter, at least if I ordered from Amazon. If I ordered from anybody else, they actually ship it out within 24 hours of when I order it, regardless of how long it takes to get here. Amazon seems to wait until I've ordered enough stuff to send it to me. I don't quite understand what the definition of prime shipping is. If it takes 2 days to get here after they decide to ship it, but if I ship it somewhere else, they don't have any delay in sending it out. I understand if items are not in stock, but clearly they are. But don't try to explain this to Amazon. Nobody there actually can explain why they hold on to items.
So they don't run out?
No. You know how you can flick between addresses. So if I flick to my apartment, which is 100 miles from here, the item will be delivered tomorrow. If I flick to here, it'll be delivered in 2 weeks. And they hold on to the item for 2 weeks or until I order enough to make it worth their while. But that is not the value proposition that I get, that I'm supposed to get with Prime. So I feel like they're, again, cheating me. On the other hand, they keep sending me stuff, losing it, and then when the extra one shows up 3 weeks later, they tell me to keep it. So I've made, you know, maybe it equalized somewhere, but I'd much rather get the item than have to fight with them. I don't like drama.
And yet.
On that note, I'm going to try to relax for the next 72 hours.
Good.
Well, I took tomorrow off.
Most excellent.
Not that I have absolutely anything to do tomorrow, but I can't take any time off next month because I'm going to be busy. So I decided I might as well take off the day before I get busy.
Good.
So I'm going to hang around the homestead and figure out what I'm going to do. Maybe take a walk.
And maybe take a
if
walk.
If it isn't. Well, I want to take one today, but it was raining. So maybe tomorrow it will be sunny. So here's to everybody having a sunny day and pursuing and succeeding at all of their projects. May your 3D printers not scratch the glass bed repeatedly after you thought you fixed that problem 15 times. May they not squeak after you've lubricated them. And may your filament not run all over the floor. The really depressing thing is I was on a roll there printing those 45 trains for my niece as a gift that I've been printing like on and off for the last 3 weeks. And now I'm not going to finish the set in time for her to play it before she leaves.
Oh,
so much for a birthday present. Oh, well, maybe that's what I'll do tomorrow if it rains. So until next time, when we'll see what comes next. Goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye. Have fun, folks. Good weekend and all.